There we go, I think. Anyway, I am being flagged now. Do have our guest on the line. It's time to take a look at the international economy and financial markets. Imran Anwar is founder of Imran Net Services. He is also the pioneer of the internet email in Pakistan. He's a well-known technology consultant and media expert, particularly an expert on Southeast Asia, India, and Pakistan, as you might imagine. He joins us now to talk about the global economy. Hi, Imran.
Hi, George. I was actually hearing you, and with the echo, much that I like hearing you when I hear you three times every...
I thought that was a Pakistani band that you had behind you there.
Actually, if you ever visit my website at www.imran.com, you will see my claims to having many talents, but I assure you, singing, etc., are not one of them.
Let me ask you about something. Everyone is talking about the latest Brazilian austerity program, the IMF rescue package, and so on, bailout package. What is your assessment of what this Brazilian austerity program and IMF bailout package, what impact is it having on the global economy, particularly Southeast Asia, if anything?
Well, George, that's a good question, because in just 10 years ago, if you had asked me that question, I could have said, what do you mean, what effect does it have? It has no bearing on it.
Yeah.
But in today's economy, with everything so tightly integrated and intertwined, it's not having a direct impact in the sense that people would say, well, this is happening because of a direct cause and effect relationship. What is happening is that the world sort of is seeing a chance for a thousand years of peace and prosperity because of some positive signals they've been getting from all around the world. For example, things are beginning to look up in countries like Thailand, and the U.S. economy is not going into a recession as was feared, or, you know, we're hoping it's not. And the U.S. and other world leaders and global organizations are stepping in to keep countries like Brazil from going into trouble. Things are looking up in the Middle East, for example, with the process that's underway between the Palestinians and the Israelis. All these things, people like good news. It's true that we like to buy newspapers when they have bad news in their headlines, but in general, people like to have a good touchy-feely, happy feeling when they wake up. And I think the world is beginning to see that, and this bailout of Brazil, even though it will be criticized by a lot, especially because it may seem to be somewhat hypocritical, where there may be some aid going to a country like Brazil but may not have been available to other countries, or it may not have had the desired effects in, say, Indonesia. So there will be detractors, but overall there will be a positive effect global.
Yeah, one, if nothing else, clearly psychology is a huge factor in how various the money flow in the international economy, and if it appears that emerging markets are in trouble anywhere in the world, they all suffer. And so it might be that you would get a bout of flight again out of some of the Southeast Asian markets if Latin America starts to come unglued, as opposed to if it looks as though Latin America is holding the line and that's going to stabilize, people feel more comfortable returning to what many are now assessing as a healing Southeast Asian kind of generic economy and financial marketplace. Let me ask you, first of all, is that an accurate assessment? Have we hit the bottom for the most part in Southeast Asia?
I wish I could say yes, George, but the fact is things are still teetering on the edge in countries like Thailand has had good news, but depending on which way the political situation goes in countries like Indonesia and Malaysia, things could get much worse, unfortunately. And my hope is that they will get just bad enough to help improve the people who are governing those countries, but not get bad enough to cause political unrest. So, yes, the countries can see we do have to improve, and corruption has taken its toll on the economy, and the people have risen up, and hence they will throw us out if we loot and plunder the economy anymore. So let's chill out here, and let's get the economy in order. If that's what happens, then people can say, you know something, whoever comes into power will always be corrupt. Corruption goes with being in power in those parts of the country, of the world. So, this person is doing what is impacting my daily life. The cost of rice is going down, for example, or I can send my children to school, or I can afford to have heat in the winter. If things like that happen, it does give the world, it's more of a compromising sort of feeling, but it's still a better feeling than dissatisfaction and not knowing where your next meal is coming from, and hence your desire to go out on the streets and do something about it.
Well, clearly the psychology is then maybe more important than the reality at the moment. In other words, if the international community begins to believe that things have stabilized, for the most part, things are, with the dollar coming down, taking the pressure off of some of those currencies, if there is now a bottom fishing opportunity, then am I correct that certainly has impact on the flow of money, into that area and back into that region?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, George. And I mean, that goes without saying for almost any part of the world. That's a very good assessment.
Now, let me ask you, before we run out of time, has the Fed's move to lower interest rates, which has brought, it triggered tremendous dollar selling, and that and some of the other things, but let us just say whatever the dynamic, the weakening dollar, the strengthening yen, how much has that been a positive for Southeast Asia?
Countries like Pakistan and India, especially because of the U.S. sanctions since their nuclear explosions several months ago, have had severe economic problems where even without the dollar making any kind of move, their currencies had been almost in free fall, and the price of the dollar was going to the extent where major newspapers, for example, cannot afford to pay their bills on time. For example, now, any kind of change in the dollar's position worldwide can have positive impacts on markets like these, for example. So those are just an example of two countries, but that same effect may be felt around the world, and that could be a good thing for everybody.
Well, Imran, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. Goodbye.
Imran Anwar, president of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York.
This is air traffic on AM 1600 KMNY.
57 northbound at Orangewood. We have a bobtail truck that has stalled in traffic lanes. Also, Caltrans has extended some work on the 91 westbound.